Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to strap on our scuba gear and plunge into the world of AI-driven government.
Oh, wow.
You know, that intersection of data and algorithms and, you know, the services that impact us every day.
Yeah.
And we're not just talking theory here.
Right.
We've got a stack of insights straight from the experts at Amazon Web Services.
Oh.
They're working on the ground floor with governments worldwide, and trust me, they've got some stories to tell.
Yeah, it's definitely a fascinating landscape.
Yeah.
One of the most interesting things is how different governments are on their data maturity journey.
Oh, interesting.
Some are practically flying through the cloud, using it to innovate and deliver services in ways we could only dream of a few years ago.
Wow.
Others, well, they're still wrestling with systems that feel like they're powered by scheme.
Oh my gosh.
You wouldn't believe how many are still clinging to spreadsheets.
Okay, stop right there, spreadsheets.
Yeah.
I mean, I get frustrated enough when my phone's OS is a version behind. We're talking about governments here.
Yeah.
Doesn't that level of tech really matter to me as a citizen?
Well, it's not just about being techie for the sake of it.
Okay.
Think of it like this. Almost everything a modern government does hinges on data.
Hmm.
Taxes, healthcare, emergency response.
Hmm.
It all runs on data, like a digital circulatory system.
Oh, wow.
A government that's data mature can use that information quickly, securely, and in a way that actually makes sense for you.
So if I'm stuck filling out the same form 5 times for 5 different agencies, that's a sign of what data adolescence.
You could say that.
Okay.
And it's not just annoying for you.
Right.
It's incredibly inefficient for the government, too.
I can imagine.
Think of all the wasted time and resources.
Yeah.
It's like trying to run a marathon wearing lead shoes.
Oh, gosh.
That's where data management comes in.
Okay.
And it's more crucial than most people realize.
All right, let's break this down. Data management.
Sure.
It sounds a bit like something out of an IT textbook.
Yeah.
What's the real-world impact for me?
Imagine a world where applying for a benefit is as simple as ordering takeout.
Okay.
Where renewing your license happens with a few taps on your phone.
Yeah.
Or even reporting that pesky pothole is tracked and dealt with efficiently.
Wow.
That's the potential of effective data management. It's the foundation for better, faster, and even personalized services.
Less time on hold, more time living.
Exactly.
And now you're talking my language.
Great.
But how do we get there? You mentioned some governments are ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
What's their secret sauce?
They're embracing the cloud.
Okay.
And AWS is playing a huge role in that transition.
Oh, cool.
They're helping governments ditch those clunky old systems and move to secure, scalable platforms that are built for the data age.
Yeah.
It's not just about storage either.
All right.
The cloud is packed with tools for analysis, visualization, and even, wait for it, artificial intelligence.
Ooh, okay. Here's where it gets really juicy.
Yeah.
AI in government. Yeah. I get that AI is everywhere these days, but what does that actually look like when we're talking about the public sector? Paint me a picture.
One of the most exciting things is data collaboration.
Okay.
You know how frustrating it is to deal with agencies that act like they've never even heard of each other?
Yes, absolutely.
AWS is working with governments to break down those silos so information can flow freely and securely.
Hmm.
They've got solutions like Amazon Data Zone and AWS Clean Rooms, which are like these high-tech meeting rooms where organizations can share data without compromising security or privacy.
So instead of each agency hoarding its data like a prized dragon, they can actually work together and make decisions that benefit everyone.
Exactly.
I like the sound of that.
It unlocks a whole new level of potential for public health initiatives, crime prevention, and even just understanding the needs of citizens in a more holistic way.
Mm-hmm.
It's about connecting the dots, not just collecting them.
Now, I've been seeing a lot of headlines about governments racing to be AI ready.
Yeah.
But is that really a good indicator of how well they're handling their data?
Well, it's a starting point.
Okay.
But it's like saying you're marathon ready because you bought a pair of running shoes.
Yeah.
You need the right infrastructure, the training regimen, and most importantly, a clear understanding of why you're even running in the first place.
Right.
In government, that means having solid data foundations, the right technical expertise, and a commitment to implementing AI ethically and responsibly.
Responsible AI. Okay, now that's a term we hear a lot.
Right.
But what does it actually mean in practice?
Imagine a government that uses AI not just to process your data,
okay,
but to actually understand you, anticipate your needs, and maybe even help you in half your goals.
Hmm.
That's the promise of AI done right. a government that's truly citizen-centric.
That sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But isn't there a flip side to this?
Oh.
A lot of people are worried about AI becoming too powerful, too controlling.
Sure.
How do we make sure it's used for good and doesn't end up becoming, well, a bit Big Brother-ish?
You're hitting on a crucial point. We need to ensure that AI systems are designed and used with the right safeguards in place. Things like transparency, fairness, and accountability.
Right.
Citizens need to understand how AI is being used and what data is informing those decisions.
Yeah.
There's no room for black box algorithms in a democratic society.
So it's not just about the tech itself, it's about the human values that guide how it's used.
Take it back.
And that's where the conversation about generative AI gets really interesting.
Definitely.
Generative AI, now that's the buzzy one everyone's talking about these days.
Yeah, it is.
What makes it so different from the AI we've been talking about so far?
Think of it this way.
Okay.
If traditional AI was like a superpowered calculator, crunching numbers and analyzing data,
Right.
generative AI is like a creative collaborator able to create new content, write, text generate images, even compose music.
Wow.
And the way governments are responding to it is fascinating.
Okay, I'm hooked. What were the initial reactions? Did they jump on the Gen AI bandwagon right away?
There was definitely a wave of enthusiasm,
Yeah.
almost a gold rush mentality.
Really?
A lot of agencies were eager to experiment and see what this new technology could do. Remember the everyone's building a chatbot
Oh,
phase.
yeah, I remember that. Felt like every website I visited had a little chat window popping up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now the hype is settling down,
Okay.
and we're seeing a shift towards a more pragmatic approach. Governments are realizing that Gen AI can be much more than just a fancy chatbot.
Oh.
It has the potential to transform how they operate and interact with citizens in much deeper ways.
So beyond chatbots, where's the cutting edge of Gen AI in government right now? What are the real game changers?
One of the most interesting developments is the concept of an AI playground.
AI playground.
Imagine a digital sandbox where governments can test out different AI models and solutions,
Okay.
see what works best for their specific needs, and experiment without the risk of breaking anything in the real world.
So it's like a test kitchen for AI recipes. I like it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It encourages experimentation and allows government to be more agile and innovative in their approach to AI adoption. And as they're experimenting,
Yeah.
they're finding that Gen AI has a couple of really sweet spots in terms of potential impact.
Okay, lay those sweet spots on me. What are the areas where Gen AI is really shining in the government space?
First, there's the potential to radically boost the efficiency of government staff.
Oh, interesting.
Imagine tasks like drafting reports, summarizing documents, even answering routine inquiries. All of that could be automated with Gen AI.
Wow.
That frees up human workers to focus on the tasks that really require their expertise and judgment.
So less paperwork, more brain power. Sounds good to me. What's the other big area where Gen AI is making waves?
This one's a bit more citizen-facing.
Okay.
Using Gen AI to personalize services and create a truly citizen-centric experience.
Wow.
We're talking about tailoring information, anticipating needs, and even predicting future trends to create services that are more relevant and responsive than ever before.
Wait, predicting future trends. That sounds almost like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Right.
How does that work?
One fascinating application is the idea of creating citizen profiles of the future.
Okay.
By analyzing current data on demographics, lifestyle choices, and even health trends, AI can project what citizens might need down the road. Imagine a government that could anticipate the need for elder care services or plan for infrastructure upgrades based on these AI-generated insights.
So instead of just reacting to problems, they could be proactive and get ahead of the curve. That's pretty amazing.
It's about moving from a reactive to a proactive model of governance.
Right.
And Gen AI can be a powerful tool for making that shift. And the applications go even further.
Okay.
Remember those AI-ready headlines we talked about?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that often pushes organizations to improve their data foundations is the desire to implement these cutting-edge Gen AI solutions.
So it's like this virtuous cycle. The excitement around Gen AI is actually driving better data management practices.
But it's important to remember that while the potential is huge,
Yeah.
there are also real challenges to overcome.
Of course.
We're talking about integrating these incredibly powerful technologies into existing systems, many of which are, well, let's just say they've seen better days.
Yeah, those legacy systems we talked about earlier, I have a feeling they're not exactly Gen AI friendly. So, how do governments navigate that transition?
That's where having the right strategy and expertise comes in.
Okay.
AWS has solutions, architects who work with governments to address these complexities. They're like expert guides helping to bridge the gap between the technical possibilities and the practical realities of implementing AI in a government setting.
So they're the Sherpas of the AI world, leading the way through this uncharted territory.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay.
And their role isn't just about the technical side.
Yeah.
It's about understanding the broader context, the ethical considerations, and the potential risks. Remember, we're not just dealing with data here. We're dealing with people's lives.
Right. We can't just throw AI at a problem and hope for the best.
Exactly. It's about being strategic, thoughtful, and always putting the needs of citizens first. And as we look ahead, there are some really exciting trends emerging that are going to shape the future of AI in government.
Okay, I'm all ears. What's on the horizon?
One trend we're seeing is the rise of low-code/no-code solutions.
Interesting.
These are tools that make it easier for people without coding skills to build and use AI applications.
Okay.
It's about democratizing access to this powerful technology and empowering more people to innovate.
So you don't need to be a coding whiz to harness the power of AI. That's a relief.
Another trend is the increasing use of natural language solutions.
Okay.
We touched on this earlier, how Gen AI can analyze and generate text, even translate languages on the fly.
Yeah, the idea of talking to your data instead of wrestling with spreadsheets, that's pretty appealing.
Exactly. And it's not just about making data analysis easier.
Right.
It's about making government more accessible and inclusive.
I see where you're going with this. What other trends should we be paying attention to?
Keep an eye on MLOps and FMOps, which stand for Machine Learning Operations and Foundational Model Operations.
MLOps and FMOps.
Okay, they're like the behind-the-scenes crew that keeps those AI models running smoothly and responsibly.
Oh.
MLOps ensures that your AI models are performing as expected in the real world,
Okay.
while FMOps focuses on managing and controlling those complex foundational models that power a lot of the Gen AI magic.
So it's not just about building the AI, it's about the whole life cycle of managing, monitoring, and making sure it's working as intended. Sounds crucial.
Absolutely. And of course, the conversation around responsible AI isn't going away anytime soon.
Right.
As AI becomes more integrated into government operations, making sure it's used ethically, fairly, and transparently will be more important than ever.
This has been an incredible deep dive so far.
Yeah.
We've covered so much ground, from data management to AI readiness to the mind-blowing potential of generative AI.
It's a lot to take in.
But I have a feeling we're just scratching the surface here.
Oh, yeah.
What else is out there on the horizon? What are some of the big, hairy, audacious goals that are driving innovation in this space?
You're right. There's so much more to explore. And one of the most exciting things is this emerging concept of citizen-centric AI.
Citizen-centric AI.
It's about putting the needs and well-being of citizens at the very heart of every AI implementation.
Citizen-centric AI. I love the sound of that. But what does it actually look like in the real world? What are some concrete examples?
Imagine a world where government services are so personalized and intuitive that they almost feel invisible,
Okay.
where you can access the information you need when you need it,
Right.
without having to navigate a maze of websites or spend hours on hold.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
Oletta.
Seamless, efficient, almost like magic.
Exactly.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
But how do we get from clunky systems to this AI-powered utopia?
It starts with accessibility. Think about AI-powered tools that can translate government websites and documents into multiple languages, or even sign language in real time. That would be a game changer for people who might otherwise struggle to access essential services and information.
That's incredible. It's about using AI to level the playing field
Right.
and ensure that everyone has equal access to the services they need, regardless of language barriers or disabilities.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just translation.
Okay.
Imagine AI personalizing communication and outreach efforts. Instead of receiving generic mass mailings, you'd get updates and information tailored to your specific needs and preferences.
So no more irrelevant spam from the government?
Exactly.
I'm liking the sound of this more and more. What else is cooking in this citizen-centric AI kitchen?
Let's talk about empowering citizens to participate more actively in the democratic process.
Okay.
AI could help people understand complex policy issues
Right.
by breaking them down into digestible summaries or even simulating the potential impact of different policy choices.
So instead of feeling overwhelmed by jargon and legally citizens, could actually engage in meaningful discussions and make informed decisions.
Precisely. AI could also help people connect with their elected officials more easily.
Okay.
provide feedback on proposed legislation, and even participate in virtual town hall meetings.
Oh, wow.
It's about making democracy more accessible and engaging for everyone.
This is all incredibly exciting, but I have to admit, part of me is still a little hesitant.
Sure.
We're talking about giving AI a significant role in government.
Right.
And that raises some important questions.
Yeah.
How do we ensure that it's used responsibly and ethically? How do we prevent bias from creeping into these systems and potentially harming people or eroding our privacy?
You're right to raise those concerns.
Okay.
The potential benefits of AI in government are enormous, but so are the risks if it's not implemented thoughtfully and responsibly.
So how do we mitigate those risks?
Okay.
What are the safeguards we need to put in place?
Transparency is crucial. Citizens need to know how AI is being used by the government and what data is informing those decisions.
Uh-huh.
The algorithms and the logic behind AI-driven recommendations or actions should be open to scrutiny.
Right.
No more black box algorithms making decisions that affect people's lives without any explanation.
Transparency is a great start, but what about fairness?
Right.
How do we ensure that these AI systems don't perpetuate existing biases or discriminate against certain groups?
That's where rigorous testing and auditing come in.
Okay.
We need to make sure that AI systems are trained on diverse data sets and that they're constantly monitored for any signs of bias.
Right.
And if bias is detected, it needs to be addressed immediately.
And of course, we can't forget about data privacy.
Of course not.
Governments need to be incredibly careful about how they collect, store, and use citizen data, especially when AI is involved.
Absolutely. Data privacy is paramount.
Yeah.
Strong data protection laws,
right.
Robust security measures, and clear guidelines on data usage are essential. Yeah. Citizens need to have control over their data and how it's used.
Right.
It's a delicate balancing act.
Yeah.
Harnessing the power of AI for good while also safeguarding individual rights and freedoms.
Okay, so we've talked about the big picture, the potential of AI to transform government.
Right.
But let's get down to brass tacks. How are these AI solutions actually being built and implemented?
Okay.
Who are the players involved?
It's a collaborative effort.
Okay.
Involving a mix of government agencies, tech companies like AWS, and even startups specializing in AI solutions for the public sector.
Hmm.
Each player brings their unique expertise to the table.
So it's not just one big tech company calling all the shots. There's a diverse ecosystem involved.
Exactly. That diversity is important.
Okay.
Because it brings a range of perspectives and helps ensure that AI solutions are tailored to specific government needs and reflect the values of the communities they serve.
Let's talk about the people building these solutions.
Sure.
What kind of skills and expertise are needed to create these AI-powered government services?
You need data scientists who can analyze vast data sets and develop the algorithms that power AI.
Okay.
You need software engineers who can translate those algorithms into working applications.
Right.
And you need domain experts who understand the ins and outs of government operations and can ensure that the technology is actually solving real-world problems.
So it's a multidisciplinary team effort.
Yeah.
Blending cutting-edge tech skills with a deep understanding of how government works.
Exactly.
What about the people on the receiving end of these AI solutions? The government employees who are using them every day. Do they need to become tech wizards to navigate this new world?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
One of the great things about the latest generation of AI tools is that they're becoming increasingly user-friendly.
Right.
Remember those low-code, mono-code solutions we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
Those are making it easier for non-technical staff to build use and even customize AI applications without needing to write a single line of code.
So you're saying AI is becoming more democratized, accessible to a wider range of people.
Exactly. And that's essential if we want to see AI adopted and used effectively across all levels of government.
Now, this brings up an interesting point. If AI is automating so many tasks in government, what does that mean for the people who currently do those jobs?
Hmm.
Are we talking about widespread job displacement?
It's a valid concern and one that we need to address proactively.
Okay.
It's important to remember that AI is a tool, not a replacement for human workers.
Right.
The goal is not to eliminate jobs, but to augment human capabilities and free up people to focus on more complex, creative, and strategic work.
So it's about retraining and upskilling the workforce to work alongside AI rather than being replaced by it.
Precisely. Governments need to invest in training programs that equip their employees with the skills they need to thrive in an AI-powered workplace.
What kind of skills should government workers be focusing on to prepare for this AI-driven future?
Critical thinking and problem-solving skills will be essential. AI can handle routine tasks, but it's humans who need to interpret results, make judgments, and come up with creative solutions to complex problems.
So it's about the things that make us uniquely human,
Yeah.
our creativity, our empathy, our ability to think outside the box.
Exactly.
Those skills will be in high demand in an AI-powered world.
I agree.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground, but I have one final question before we wrap up this deep dive.
Okay, shoot.
It's about the ultimate goal of all of this AI-driven transformation in government.
Right.
What are we really trying to achieve here? What's the big, audacious vision for the future?
The vision is a government that is more responsive, efficient, and effective in serving its citizens.
Okay.
A government that can anticipate needs, solve problems proactively, and deliver services seamlessly and equitably.
So it's not just about technology for technology's sake. It's about using technology to make people's lives better, to create a more just and equitable society.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's about using AI to empower citizens and create a government that truly works for everyone.
This has been an amazing journey so far, really eye-opening.
Yeah.
We've gone from deciphering data management to exploring the potential of AI to even peeking into this citizen-centric AI future.
A lot to unpack.
It is, but before we resurface from this deep dive, I want to know what's the one thing that really has you excited about the future of AI in government? What's that big aha moment you think our listeners should walk away with?
It's funny, we often get caught up in the technical details, the
Yeah.
algorithms, the
All
infrastructure.
right.
But for me, the most exciting aspect is the potential for AI to fundamentally change the relationship between citizens and their government.
Okay, unpack that for me. What do you mean by changing the relationship?
Right now, it often feels like a one-way street.
Yeah.
Citizens provide information, pay taxes, follow rules, but the feedback loop is often weak. AI has the potential to turn that into a genuine two-way dialogue, a true partnership.
Interesting. So it's not just about governments using AI to deliver services more efficiently. It's about using it to listen, understand, and respond to citizens in a much deeper way.
Exactly. Imagine a world where citizens can provide real-time feedback on government services,
Okay.
where their input is actively sought out and used to shape policy decisions.
Yeah.
AI can be the bridge that connects those dots, that makes government truly responsive to the needs and aspirations of the people it serves.
It's almost like shifting from a model where citizens are passive recipients of services
Right.
to one where they're active participants in shaping their own governance.
That's a great way to put it. And it's not just about giving citizens a voice. It's
Yep.
about giving them the tools and information they need to make informed decisions.
Right, yeah.
AI can help break down complex policy issues, present different perspectives, and even simulate the potential impact of different choices.
So instead of feeling overwhelmed and disengaged from the political process,
Yeah.
citizens could actually feel empowered to participate and make a difference.
Exactly. And that, to me, is the most exciting possibility of all. We're not just talking about making government more efficient or technologically advanced.
Right.
We're talking about strengthening the very fabric of democracy.
This has been an incredible deep dive.
I agree.
We've explored the challenges, the opportunities, the potential pitfalls, and the inspiring vision for the future of AI in government.
It's been quite a journey.
I don't know about you, but I'm walking away from this feeling energized and hopeful about what's possible.
Me too.
Oh.
It's an exciting time to be working in this space, and I can't wait to see what the future holds.
And for our listeners, if you're as intrigued by this as we are, don't just take our word for it. Dive into the research yourself, explore the possibilities, and ask those tough questions. Because the future of AI in government isn't something that's going to be decided by a select few, it's something we'll all shape together. This has been the Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us.